finally get some insight in Kanye and Kim's crazy fights. There's a lot to talk about. We are talking all that and more on Kardashians Weekly.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz...
Welcome back, everyone, to Kardashians Weekly. As you can tell, Rachel is digging the theme song, as always.
I am. We're back.
We're back, and we're excited to be here. We're going to be spilling the tea for you guys, and we're also going to be breaking down this brand new episode. There was a lot to talk about. We got a lot of Kendall this episode, which was amazing.
A lot of Kendall. And Jen.
Yes.
Jen Atkins making a...
She was...
Make it a cameo. Okay.
All up in there, for sure. But thank you guys again for joining us. And what is up, Howard? How are you today?
I'm feeling great, lovely, you know, relaxing.
Yes, I feel you on
that. Very relaxing, Howard.
And we're also joined by the lovely Rachel Robillard.
Yes, I'm here, y'all. Feels good to be here. It's a relaxing Sunday. Yes, we're having a Sunday fun day here at the studio. Yes. So life is good.
Absolutely.
How are you, Dakota?
I am doing great. I'm very excited to be here and to break down this episode. It was called Models in Paris, right? An American model in Paris.
Ooh.
Right.
So I really have missed seeing a lot of Kendall. I think it's like she, I told you today, I think I've finally decided that she, in my opinion, is just overall exudes the most grace and beauty. And
she's the only non-mom.
I know.
That's true.
That is so true.
And Rob, too. She's the only one who doesn't have a miniature her.
I know. Yeah. That is so true. But yeah, you did mention Jen Atkin was in a lot of this episode, and she was in the confessionals, which was kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But her and Kendall traveled to Paris, essentially, to do some press for Kendall's new shoe that is for women only through Adidas. So they did some – they kind of traveled around the world and got to do some different fun things. So I kind of like how Jen was kind of promoting Kendall to go out and have fun while she's on these press tours and not always have to just work, work, work.
Right.
But she should enjoy herself. So what did you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I loved it. It's a great idea. You're in these, like, wonderful places around the world. Might as well, if you have a day or two off, go out. Go see the town. Live it up, you know?
Work-life balance. It's very important. It's,
exactly.
Like, for your mental health, just to be able to do your own thing and and not just be work, work, work. And she made the comment, she goes, oh, well, I usually come to these places for work, and then I just hang out in my hotel room, don't really do anything. And so
I think
Jen was there to push her out the
right.
door.
Right, right.
I think it would be kind of fun for a while to just hang out at the hotels, because let's be honest, the hotels that they're staying at
beautiful. Bougie.
So, like, I wouldn't mind it.
But you would think, right? Like, she would have, like, a few friends or maybe know some people, especially in Paris. She's there every year, all the time. You would think, like, okay, maybe go out to lunch. Like, you could just do the bare minimum, you know?
Yeah.
Mimosas.
Yeah. I'm surprised that Kendall doesn't usually bring a friend with her in all these type of adventures she goes on. I mean, I feel like she could technically pay anyone to kind of go with her as a friend, you know, like
really
kind of like, you know, like a Jordan and Kylie situation. Jordan's always next to Kylie when doing, if she's able to,
right,
and to go travel with her and all. So I'm just, who's Kendall's best friend?
I know. Who's her BFF?
Who is, you know, we always say Jordan and Kylie, but who's with Kendall? Who?
It's so weird.
I mean, with Gigi, would y'all say? Or because
Bella,
you know,
maybe.
And Cara Delevingne.
Yes.
She's kind of
Cara.
In the picture sometime, but all of them are so busy. They're all models. So,
exactly.
Like, they can't always be in the same place at the same time to travel with each other because they've all have such a big name for themselves. And it's not like, you know, a situation where it's like one is kind of coming up, and you know, we see that Jordan is very busy now as well.
Yeah,
she was able to travel with Kylie
really
a lot,
skyrocketed.
But she really has. So you don't really necessarily see Jordan and Kylie always going on trips together anymore, because Jordan has made a name for herself and is traveling and doing all of that as well. So it's kind of like Kendall needs to get someone to kind of put under her wing to maybe like train up, if that makes sense.
Right.
But someone that's able to kind of travel with her and spend some time with her, but also it's beneficial for the other person to kind of have like a model in training or something like that.
I just feel like a lot of celebrities bring their entourage, bring their best friends. Like Selena Gomez always has like her group of friends that she grew up with and don't necessarily have a name. They're just kind of like her, known as her friends. And I want to make sure that Kendall has a genuine friend group.
And maybe that is Jen. I mean, it seems like Jen has been able to go travel with her a lot, which has been fun. It's kind of interesting to see that they decided to go to the place called Crazy Horse, which is like this big burlesque show. What did you guys think? Were you kind of surprised that that's where they chose to go to unwind, or did you think it was silly and fun?
No, I thought it was silly and fun.
I thought it was cool. But I feel like, because Jen even said, she's like, oh, I'm kind of doubling. Not only am I doing hair for Kendall, but I'm also a nanny. She made it like seem like she's like Kendall's babysitter. Because they do have an age gap. She's more closer to Kim's age.
Maybe, yeah.
Right?
I think so.
And so I mean, do you think she's more of a friend to Kendall or more of her babysitter?
I think a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, she's out there. She's hanging out. She's not really like, Kendall, don't do this, or Kendall, be home by this. I think she's like, hey, Kendall, let's go do this. Like, even Jen was like, you should be hoeing around. Like, you're young. Why don't you be, don't settle down. Don't get, you know, married. Just hoe a little bit. You're a supermodel. Yeah.
I have to admit, and this might be a little shady, but I really felt like Jen was here this episode just to play a storyline. My producer ears went off right when Jen made the comment, what are we going to do? Let's do something other than just work. Let's do some play. Let's go horseback riding. I've never gone horseback riding before, but I know you love to do it, and we'll do whatever you want to do. I've never done it, and I'm just like, so they're going to go horseback riding because Jen's never done it, and that's the perfect content to get someone who's not familiar on a horseback to go on a horseback. Mm-hmm. So
see them struggle, and
I mean, but it was really cool to see the castle, and Kendall loves doing that, so I see, like, why they did it, but I just felt like Jen was just there to... And because Kendall doesn't really go out of her comfort zone much, and so I feel like she just they use Jen to, like, okay, play with Kendall and, like, get Kendall talking more and be more lively in this season.
Yeah, I think it did make for a good storyline, though. I think it was fun and it was good, and, like, it seems like she has been traveling with her more, so maybe they are able to be more friends. But it was obvious that a few things were kind of set up for the storyline. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was kind of fun how at the Crazy Horse thing, you know, Kendall had, like, an impromptu photo shoot.
Love
the crystal. Like,
yes. So I mean, good. and that would be me in the situation. Like, I would be Jen, like, taking the pictures. I'm always down for a good photo.
Right.
All my friends know that I will climb the Eiffel Tower to get a good photo from, you know, bird's eye view. Like, I do that for my friends, and my friends do that for me. And so that's
amazing.
Right there is friendship.
And she looked good in those wigs. I was like, oh my gosh, Kendall. And I just love it. It's like how Jen said, you're not really working, but you're working.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're pulling the camera. Off this wig. Yes.
I just can't even, like, she just exudes beauty and exudes grace. Like, she does. In the meet and greets when she was, you know, meeting all the beauty blog influencers or fans, you know, who were there to meet her at the meet and greets, she was just so nice and so sweet and just kind of took time with each person to kind of talk to them about them. And I just...
Because you've met her a couple times too, so...
She honestly spent the most time just talking and trying to, like, almost ask you a few questions, which most people are like, oh, cool, you think I'm awesome? Yeah, I am. Let's take a photo, and that's it.
Right.
But she really does, and you can just tell that she's a genuine person. She's so sweet, and I think I fell in love with her today. Like, I've always loved her, but I really do. I just, watching her, I'm just like, wow, she's just everything. She really is. She's really got her stuff together, and she's not super dramatic, and she just seems to live her life, have fun, but work hard, and, I mean,
and just reserved. Like, she has a very reserved... shy personality, but it seems like she really does come out once you do get to know her, and so that's really nice that she's able to be nice to people she doesn't even know, like you and to these fans, so because she comes off as very shy, but it's like one-on-one, it seems like she's able to open up more.
Who knows, maybe there's some hope for me, because she did say she doesn't have a type. I would not be her type, but she did say she didn't have a type, and she says that she doesn't know if she wants to get married or not.
Dakota, I love that comment. Yes, Dakota, that was yes, Dakota. Yes,
I mean, I had to throw it in there in case she's watching.
Of course. I could see her getting married, but then I could see her being single, like the cool auntie, also, like, no kids, just hanging out, traveling, still doing her modeling thing.
Yeah.
So it's like half and half, you know. I think she's, of course, still very young, so it's kind of like you don't really need to look forward to settling down. Yeah. I mean, go out there. You're traveling. You can have 3 or 4 different boos in different countries and just live it up. Like, I have a boo in the U.S., a boo in the, you know, in Paris, a boo in Thailand. Like, I'm everywhere. So might as well. Don't get married.
Why you gotta be such a hoe?
Listen, if I was the number one ranked model in the world, and you think I'm just gonna put with one boo? I'm number one. I'm overpaid. I got my money. I don't need yours. I just need you for one thing, honey. Then leave.
Oh. The door.
The door.
Yeah, but I loved how Jen opened up that conversation and, like, of, oh, you see yourself settling down and marriage. And I feel like, and actually a recent article came out saying that the divorce rates have increased, actually, within our age group. So I'm like, oh, millennials are decreasing the divorce rate. That's what I just recently
read. Because they're not getting married?
No, I just because I think people are getting married later.
Okay.
And that they're getting later, marrying later, and so the you're more likely to stay together the later y'all are to get married.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that is interesting.
Bit. Yeah.
Speaking of people who are not together and did not survive, they never married, but they didn't survive the divorce rate because they split. Scott and Courtney, they mm-hmm. it's like this weird thing where Kim. It was another plot point or another storyline that they were trying to go off on, but Kim mm-hmm. accidentally messages everyone and includes Courtney in an email saying that that Courtney and Scott should just artificially inseminate somehow and like not have to have sex, yeah, but be able to have another child. So I honestly, I kind of get it. I understand it. I think it is far-fetched, but for this family, it's not really that far-fetched. I think that if there's three children with one father, why not have that other kid be the same? Like, it's right. I don't think it's a big deal. I mean, it is weird because they're both on their separate relationships. But let's be honest, I don't know if Sophia and Scott are going to work out, and I don't know if Eunice and Courtney are going to work out. So why did that? Did this mic just, like, come towards me? I felt, I don't know, I'm tripping out. But why is it a big deal? I don't understand it.
I don't know. I mean, I agree. You might as well just have a fourth child, get it done and over with. Like, you guys can be together, you cannot be together, do it one drunken night. I mean, get it done. And
power.
Just
the scandal.
One drunken night, have the child, and then talk about it after that. But maybe they feel like it might be more drama because now it's like, oh, we're not really in love, but we did want this fourth child. But now what do? Like, how do we move on from this? So, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's like half and half.
Yeah, I feel like this is a very controversial question because mm-hmm. when a baby's made, I feel like babies are made with love. With right.
They're supposed to be.
Yes, exactly. And so that's how I picture, you know, this baby growing up and being like, oh, well, my parents aren't together, and they actually weren't together when they had me, but they wanted me to just look alike to my siblings.
It's a little messed up.
And
I
so
can see.
I can see, like, I just wouldn't want that baby to feel not the love that all the other three kids, Penelope, Mason, and Rain, because they were together at that time.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
it's interesting. But I get why they would want to all have them together, that they would all look alike. So they're all, you know, same child support, same, yeah. same, you know, money cash flow and same attention and same co-parenting. But my biggest fear is that she's going to get knocked up by Eunice or a boyfriend, boy toy mm-hmm. that she's messing with. So that's my biggest fear because I know she does. She's mentioned multiple times she wants another child, but.
Yep. And she is getting a little older. She is starting to get a little older. So now would be the time. We were going to talk about it later, but do you want to go ahead and pull up the poll?
Yes, we should totally talk about the poll.
It's what we're kind of talking about right now. But while she's pulling that up, it's mm-hmm. kind of interesting because Kim was saying whenever originally she got pregnant with North, she didn't know if Kanye and her were going to work out, so they decided, or she was like, can I just have some of your sperm so that way later on in life I can have another
second.
Kid?
Yeah. But, I mean, but you got to be careful with that because she doesn't go into detail about that, whether or not that actually had a conversation about that, but mm-hmm. you have to be careful because if you were to get someone else's sperm, you have to, God forbid something were bad to happen and they weren't together anymore and then she artificially inseminates herself, but he doesn't know, and then would he still have to pay child support?
Yeah,
and that would, how would that keep, just like, ugh.
It's messy.
It's very messy.
Super messy.
So, but we did a poll to talk about tonight's episode. Courtney and Scott both want one more child, but are in new relationships. If you had children with your ex... If you had children with your ex and wanted a new baby, are you A, having baby with your ex, or B, no baby at all?
Ooh.
And so 32% said having baby with your ex, and 38% said no baby at all. So majority vote was don't have the baby if you want to have another baby.
Interesting. Mm. See, that's funny because, I mean, that's usually what I would be about. But then just because of their specific situation, I was kind of leaning towards go ahead, have a baby with your ex.
Yeah.
Just because, like I said.
Because that's what you said, have a baby with your ex.
Yeah.
And then what did you say?
I said, have a baby with your ex.
You did? See, I said no baby.
I mean, if they're both wanting a baby, it's one thing. If they were, like, up in the air about it, I'd be like, don't.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're both wanting a baby, I would be like, you know what, just go ahead, do it. without having, if you know, to make the other partner jealous, like, don't have to obviously have sex, but
timing is everything.
I don't know. Yeah. It's crazy.
And it really I feel is. That they're going to one day be together. I still hold tight to that. I think they're just going through a phase. They're dating younger, getting that off, because they were dating for so long and they met at such a young age. I think they're just going through their little party phase that they never really had, because mm-hmm. they were always together. So this is a phase, and then they're going to get back together. But
Who knows? Poor
Sophia, because I feel like she's just going to get heartbroken.
She's going to get heartbroken, but I feel like she knows what she's getting herself
into. That's
what
I think. I think she knows, like, this isn't for the long run. Who knows? She could just be having fun, too. Like, she already knows, like, I'm just here until whenever.
And her dad, Lionel, made a statement that he thinks this is all just a phase, too, and that they're going to be... Who knows? It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Let's just say it's been a minute
that
they've been together.
And the kids are incorporated now with Sophia, so we'll see. When the kids get involved, it gets messy.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's tough to have children in a broken relationship, because there's a lot of, like, oh, when is it too soon to introduce the new boo? Like, is it okay? Is it okay if she, like, helps mother them? It's messy, because if they break up, then the kids got attached to someone that they didn't necessarily need to get attached to, because then they're suffering a loss for not being able to see that person anymore. So it's really hard. You really have to know. I mean, it's not, nothing is black and white, nothing is perfect, but you really have to know, when you're bringing a child into this world, it's not something loosey-goosey. It's like, are we going to do this for real or what? Like, it can't be the kids have to suffer, or the kids have to, like, always be exposed to someone new. Like, it's not fair to the kid.
Mm-hmm.
So I am a firm believer that, you know, you should just think about the kid first and foremost before you think about your personal wants.
That's why I feel that they should not have a child right now. Unless they are together, they shouldn't just be having a child because they each want a child.
Yeah.
One thing that I do feel here is our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows here at AfterBuzz TV. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans than we do. But we need your help out there. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube would suggest content that's tailored, made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And you know we want that. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. Woohoo! So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and check out some of our other AfterBuzz TV channels, like, you know, Growing Up Hip Hop, Teen Mom, Jersey Shore,
Real Housewives of Dallas.
Yes, Housewives. But let us know you did in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. Yes, you at home, we're thanking you. Thanks. For now, thanks for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV talk. Yes, we love y'all.
Yes,
amen.
We do.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. We love y'all. And also, Courtney is finally loving Kim again. It seems like they're working through their differences, and it's going to be all right, because they went on that family ski trip, which would look like fun, and Kim even said, you know, they kind of worked it out a little bit, but I'm wondering if this storyline of Kim versus Courtney is going to last, or if it's finally going to be kind of bury the hatchet type of situation, because we all know that Courtney's therapist might not be the best influence, because she's just pitting her against all of her family members.
Right?
But speaking of pitting people against each other, let's talk about this Kimye fighting situation, because you know, they're fighting about these photos. Like, Kanye's like, you can't post this certain photo in your Instagram. You have to make it all together, and this is my vision, and I can't believe you're messing it up. It seems very first world problem. Like, what is this about?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. I'm like, Kanye, y'all are really, like, arguing about Instagram? Even Kim was kind of shocked. You know, she's Instagram queen.
Yeah.
And she's like, how are you going to tell me what to post, how to post, when to post? And it's like, do we really need a whole story? Like, I said all the things. Like, you're fighting over Instagram and your vision, Kanye.
Yeah.
Kim has a vision. Like, why don't you guys fight about real things? Like, who's going to pick up the kids today? Who's making dinner? I know.
The same trip.
He hurt his knee. Was it your fault? Was it my fault? Like, whose fault was that? Like, come on.
And this was when Kanye didn't have an Instagram. This was a year ago. Right. Way over a year ago. And Kanye recently just joined the Instagram game. Mm. And so it's interesting they had this argument in his reality and was his expectations for her Instagram when he doesn't even have one. I mean, you can have your own vision on your own Instagram. I mean, if my man's trying to tell me what to post, when to post, it's not our Instagram. Mm-hmm. It's my Instagram. And I agree with Kim. With, like, don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, I mean, because that goes along with everything that's going on. Like, like, let women have their own voice, and like, you shouldn't be able to tell someone what to post or what to say or to monitor what they feel. You know what I'm saying? Like, she mm-hmm. should be able to just say whatever she wants to say or post whatever she wants to post. And obviously, I know she, like, is helping promote his brand and his vision and his idea, but, like, let her put her own twist to it. It's not, it doesn't have to always be about him, which it seems like he's very sporadic and very, like, just spur the moment, like, whatever goes type of thing, like, whatever he's feeling, he just says, which is, you know, most of the time not a great quality.
Right.
So we'll get into that.
But I feel like what was brought to light this episode was Chicago. Baby Chicago is in the picture now, so mm-hmm. Kim is focusing on North and Saint and, you know, giving them a lot of attention because Baby Chicago is now in the picture. And so I see that he might want a little bit of attention, too. And what Chloe said, you gotta remember your first baby, which is not North, but your baby daddy. And just to focus on Kanye just as much as you are the kids, because you just don't lose the passion. Don't lose the love, because that's how relationships deteriorate. Because a lot of women will just, okay, you gave me the babies that I want. I'm gonna focus on them. You do you, honey. But in reality, your man needs attention, too. Yeah.
I know. I get that. I definitely understand what you're saying. And I think that even Kim was very vocal about saying, you know, I do need to give him more love and affection. But at the same time, he is just so off the wall. And, like, these arguments are so petty, like the whole Band-Aid situation.
So petty.
It's like she's not his slave. Like, he can get his own Band-Aid or have someone get a Band-Aid for him. But if she's trying to take care of three kids and he's trying to make a big deal about a little Band-Aid, it really shows that he's very childish, like, and it's very it's all about him. And it's like, so I get where Kim is coming from about, like, whoa, what is he doing? Because everything he's doing nowadays is just very out there and just kind of off the wall. But I can see that, you know, she was taking some fault in it and saying, you know what, I do have to give you more attention, even though you're lashing out and trying to show me you need more affection in very bizarre ways. But
she's not going to feel like giving him attention if he's going to lash out like this. Like, no. I'm not going to argue with you over a Band-Aid after I got you three different Band-Aids and you still want to argue with me about it.
See, well, that's ridiculous.
No, like, you need to go to the medicine cabinet and get your own Band-Aid. Or if you don't like that one, you need to go get it. Like, go to Rite Aid. Come on. So it's like, I'm going to give you love, but I'm not arguing over this petty stuff.
No.
Like, I understand Kim, you know, when she closed her computer and Saint was like, come on, let's go let's go take a bath. And when Kanye did just ask her, like, we're supposed to hang out, you didn't want to hang out with me. Argue over, yes.
Yeah.
But the Band-Aid thing,
no. I just love how for Valentine's Day she got an assortment of Band-Aids. That was some low-key shade right there.
It was.
Like, she's like, I'm going to get one of every Band-Aid. It's like, it's cute, but also
it's
like
petty and shady.
Just throw it at him like, oh, happy Valentine's Day.
Like, oh, and
make
thanks.
It rain with Band-Aids.
And then she went to the lingerie shop and like,
get
she's
a nurse costume.
I love it. She's the queen of shade, the queen of pettiness, and I love it.
Me too.
I love it. But she does it in like a funny way. It's never like a, you know, a Naomi Campbell, like, shady boots type of way.
I know. Well, you need to tell the listeners what you mean by statement.
So, I mean, obviously, Naomi Campbell, she's a great model, and she's paved the way, as Howard says, for a lot of other models in the world. But she just didn't have a lot of good things to say about other people in her What Happens Live episode.
Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen.
So she was saying, someone was like, Andy was like, what do you think of Kendall, who says that she kind of cherry picks her jobs? And she's like, next question. Like, just throw in shade. And then I forget, she threw shade at someone else that night.
She did throw shade at someone else.
I can't remember.
And I'm just like, okay, like, why can't you be happy for other people? Like, yes, maybe Kendall is the highest paid model right now, and she's the one that's popping. You paved the way. You're still relevant. But, like, you don't have to be an attention ho.
Is Naomi Campbell very relevant?
Yes! I love me saying it. Naomi.
I mean, she's trying to claw her way back after all these shady comments.
Yeah. She is the one who actually helped Kendall and the current girls right now, Bella and Gigi, helped them with the walk, helped them with what shows to pick. She even helped Cindy Crawford's daughter, Kara.
Then why is she throwing shade now?
Because, I mean, Kendall did say that, you know, I love you, Kendall, but if she did say, I don't do what all these other girls do and work 20 million shows, or you know what I, you know.
Yeah, she's the number one most paid model.
So why
does
she, she doesn't have to
do
all
that. I would shade her too, because why are you talking about, you know, maybe Susie Q, who's still modeling, who has to do the 20 million shows to get paid? Like, don't come for her when we already know you're the top model. Don't say, like, in a malicious way, like, I don't know what these other girls do. I don't do 20 million shows. Like,
yeah, I mean,
shady.
I get it, but, like, I don't know.
Naomi had to speak her truth. Naomi is shady. Yeah. She's been throwing phones since 2000 at people. Like,
why was she on the show again? Like, I guess she is relevant because she was on Watch What Happens Live. So
I don't know what she does anymore. I'm sure she still does her little modeling gig here and there when someone wants her. But
yeah, she's doing press for something. Yeah. I guess if she was on the show.
And here I am shading her after I'm like accusing her. So I mean, like, it's shade for shade for shade. So you know, if she can dish it, then she can take it from me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it just seems like there's a lot of people right now who are not as relevant as far as, like, you know, Azalea Banks. She's trying to come for everyone and trying to be drama, drama, drama. And it's like, and then what's that one guy named Cat? Is his name Cat Williams? Or,
oh, yeah.
He's like an old comedian. And now he's trying to come for Tiffany Haddish. He tried to come for, like, Kanye. He was actually, like, coming for Kanye on Wild and Out. And it just seems like he's one of those older people that's, when he was trying to, like, get Kevin Hart to, like, battle him in, like, some kind of a comedy, like, battle because he thinks he's awful. I don't know. It just seems like a lot of these people are coming out of the woodworks nowadays, throwing shade to try to claw their way back into the limelight.
Yeah, like Eminem and Machine Gun Kelly, how they have... Are y'all familiar with their shade back and forth of rap battles?
Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
I'm all about it. I love it. That's one of my best shades going on right now is Eminem, Machine Gun Kelly.
Well, we've already spilled a little bit of tea, but we're just going to go ahead and take the glass and flip it upside down during this tea time episode right now. Let's go.
Cheers.
Ooh. Cheers. hold on, I'm a little parched from that shade I threw. Let me just...
If you guys are not watching us on YouTube, get to YouTube and come see Dakota's cup. He has a McDonald's cover on the AfterBuzz cup.
You know what? I have to
like
keep
a lid. Like he's at a party and somebody's about to roofie him or something. You know, not that that's, you know, okay,
on. Or you think he's just going to spill.
Yeah, I'm going to spill too much tea, so I have to put a lid so it only comes out through a little bit through the straw, but it's moderated. Okay, let's get into this. So, something on a more positive note. North does her very first runway show, and Kim could not be happier and prouder. And she's looking adorable. What did you think of this look, besides that the jacket was a little oversized?
She's so cute.
She is.
She was working it.
She was. I said, you go ahead, North.
Did you see her little twist and turn? Like, when she went down the runway, she, like, turned really fast and almost, like, fell over. Like,
a diva. Diva in the making, y'all. But she's looking cute, and I think it's really adorable. We all know she's already making more than all of us at this table.
Yeah.
So, good for her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyways, moving on. Speaking of North, we have North's daddy, Kanye, who continues to just wow people with his tweets. Ooh. I mean, he's just going off. We have a tweet right here, if you guys are watching us, where Kanye says, we're releasing, I guess, Yandy. Saturday night, which was yesterday. We know it will come in number two to my brother, Lil Wayne, and that's lovely.
That's really nice.
That's one of the nicest things he said.
He said
But still.
I don't know why he dropped it the same time. I think that was kind of interesting. Why? I just don't know. If he knows Lil Wayne was going to drop, why was he going to drop at the same time? But
The album he did with Chance or no?
No.
Is it?
Because I thought that album was supposed to be called Good Ass Job or Good Ass Something.
Yeah. I don't think that's this album.
Okay, well, he's dropping albums left and right.
We all know I'm a huge Kanye fan and actually have not listened to this album yet, so I need to get on that.
You're going
to
get on that, Rachel. Yeah. I figured you out of anybody. It was.
Yeah, well, it's because I'm too focused on Tristan and Khloé's cheating scandal. Okay? We're still talking about it. It's still a relevant topic. And it's going to continue to be relevant because they're about to start talking about it on Keeping Up with the Kardashians in the upcoming weeks. But so Tristan's cheating scandal still looming. Perez Hilton weighs in saying, we all warned her. So Perez Hilton.
Messy.
But that's like what you were saying. Like, do you think he's just saying it to stir the pot and for him to get some clickbait as well?
Might be.
I don't know. Probably it. I mean, that's a Perez Hilton thing to do.
Yeah. I just feel like Tristan just never learns. I don't understand how you cannot learn if you're a pro cheater. Like, it just, and he's just so blunt with it. I'm like, you're not even trying to switch up the phones, change the names in the phone, like, hide the girl. You're just so blatantly, like, cheating.
Allegedly, there's, like, some girls outside of a club that, like, they told to wait until his car came around so they could leave together or something. I don't know what's going on, but I know that Kris Jenner did set up that trust fund to where every girl he cheated with, he had to put like $10 million in some kind of trust fund for the baby. Good. So hopefully there's $20 million
plus
in the bank.
What we don't know about it. But not on our girl, Khloé. Like, why? Come on. Like, we all know.
I rebuke it. I rebuke it. Get out. The door.
Out.
Hopefully that's not the case. Hopefully it was just a rumor. We will have to see in upcoming episodes. We will make sure to keep you guys updated on that. But Kim and Courtney and Larsa actually went to enjoy the Beyonce concert and the Jay-Z concert, the On the Run 2 tour at the Rose Bowl. And they were serving some looks. I was actually surprised to see Kim there because there has been like some weird undertones with Kanye and Jay-Z and like the whole Beyonce Kim thing.
Are they friends? Are they not?
Yeah, because Kanye even said a long time ago that there is like this underlying competition thing between Beyonce and Kim. So it was funny because Kim posted some Instagram stories of her like singing to Beyonce's song, but she didn't know a lot of the words, which was kind of funny. but it looked like they had fun, and you know,
looked like a good time. To them. Speaking of Kanye, so Kanye will allegedly have Triple X.
Tentacion,
which I still don't even know that's his name, and Tekashi 6ix9ine on his new album that just dropped yesterday. We're gonna see if they're actually on there. I gotta look that up, or if he might be on the one with Chance the Rapper. If it's gonna be Kanye, Chance the Rapper, and maybe have these two other rappers on there. Yeah. But we'll see, Kanye. You know, I'm still in the middle with him. I still don't like the way. So there was a singer when he was on SNL. Tiana Taylor, who came out with him. And I don't like the way he did my girl Tiana Taylor. Like, he only gave her 7 songs on her album. And I'm just pretty sure he only did that because he was trying to meet that deadline of, like, doing 5 albums in, like, 20 days or something like that. So, I don't know.
You think she should have had more on her album?
She should. She definitely should have. She was done dirty. So, I'm still in my line. I just don't even like...
Yeah,
you're just going to put everybody I love tonight, Dakota.
I'm sorry. I didn't know what she did. I just knew she was in the video.
Fade music video.
My love is faded.
Right? It's faded. Well, according to the Shame Room, the Shade Room. Love the Shade Room. According to the Shade Room, Kendall and Ben Simmons have finally called it quits. But we've heard this before. Do y'all believe it?
I believe it, because she's been hanging around with Hadid's brother, right?
Yeah, Anwar. Bella and
Anwar.
Yeah, so
which
she's
is
been
interesting.
Him.
Yeah,
she really doesn't have a type.
No,
she doesn't. Live it up, girl.
I'm over here like if I gain. I'm like if I gain some muscle, she might. You know, she could be into me. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
You guys have already met. I mean, next time, just, you know, hit her with the phone number. Start sliding her DMs.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, that'd work. but we are going to talk about Kendall because while I was actually at Venice Beach the other day, I spotted a hand-painted Adidas ad with Kendall, which I thought was beautiful. And
wow.
It was really cool. And I was just like, wow, how cool is it that she has an ad up on Venice Beach, like the I don't know what it's called, but it's like right there against
like the
boardwalk. It's not really a boardwalk. It's just like a long row of shops right against the beach. And the fact that she had someone hand paint her, I'm sure that took forever. But it looked pretty real. It looked great at first. It took me a while to realize it was a painting, but I just thought it was super interesting and had to throw it in.
I wonder if she knows about it, like if she's posting it or
I don't know.
You know? That's pretty cool.
That's
really
so
cool.
Flattering.
It was
flattering.
Really, really cool.
Yeah. But, well, something that was unflattering. Did y'all watch Kanye on SNL? You briefly mentioned it. But just Kanye was on SNL on Saturday. He opened the 44th season of SNL. Wow, 44 seasons of SNL. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. But he was on there with Lil Pump and his new song. And they were, Lil Pump and him were, instead of the huge box.
Yeah.
People in the movie, they were sparkling water and a Fiji, a still water.
Yeah.
And so I watched SNL today, being Sunday. So I saw all the memes, all of the what everyone had to say starting yesterday and all this morning, and I'm just like, okay, like that's funny. This makes for a great meme. I am curious to see how it really went down. And y'all, it was cringeworthy, this segment of them performing this song. For starters, the song has so many cuss words that they had to
change the entire song.
Exactly. They changed the lyrics and to Freaky Girl.
You're such a freaky girl. I love it.
It's like from that, and just they had to be quiet on a lot of the inappropriate provocative lyric. Like,
yeah.
So it was just like, they're just kind of like dancing. It was just like,
And then like the whole joke of it was like the sparkling or still line.
Yeah.
And he kind of like, like said it wrong or like tried to get it out and then had to sing again real quick. So it was like the whole point of it was like, oh, that line about, oh, you were trying to think you like had sparkling water before you came out here. And he, you could tell he kind of messed it up in his mind. He tried to just get it out real fast.
Yeah.
And like the whole punchline was just kind of like off. But what happened after the show?
Well, so he actually got booed after the show. And so Chris Rock was in the audience and was recording on his phone. He put it to his stories. But apparently Kanye got booed off. He was wearing a Make America Great Again hat and did a pro-Donald Trump rant. And then that's when the audience started to boo. And it's kind of like, why didn't he do it while on camera? Why just to the audience? Like, could have that been like another TMZ like spin? So maybe that's why he didn't say it on camera. But what he did do on camera was the Little Pump song, and then he did a song, Ghost Town, with Kid Cudi. And then he also did with Teyana Taylor, We Got Love. So he did his thing, and then people, he was wearing that hat in the song with Kid Cudi, the Make America Great Again. And so whenever celebrities wear certain clothes, and especially with writing on that, like seeing that bright red hat, he's making a statement. And with things going on right now, it's very apparent what kind of statement he's making in the political world. So it's just he has a voice, and he's obviously not afraid to share his opinion.
Yeah.
He's sure not. I know he's going to be on TMZ either tomorrow or Tuesday.
Looks like it's tomorrow at 2, or he's saying, just reached Harvey, we're going to TMZ tomorrow morning, 100 strong. We need strong beings, dancers, unprogrammed to bring love. I don't really know what that means. By the way, unprogrammed is a new word.
So do you think he's going in to talk about the Kavanaugh issue, what's at hand?
Or
what kind of politics are going on?
Because he also, he just tweeted 7 hours ago, the 13th Amendment is slavery in disguise, meaning it never ended. We are the solution that heals. Not abolish, but let's amend the 13th Amendment. We apply everyone's opinions to our platform. So he's saying all these things, and people are, like, wondering what's going on. I don't know. I know that – I think someone said that by the time there was, like, a 45th season of SNL, that someone promised that he'd be able to host the episode.
I saw that he's supposed to host it before the year is up.
Mm-hmm.
He said he spoke to Lauren, who was the executive producer, and he's supposed to be back.
Well, I was surprised that he even agreed to guest on it this past on Saturday, because I feel like he's rebranding himself.
I feel
like that's why he's not afraid to like wear these ridiculous costumes. And because let's even in the music video with Lil Pump and I Love It, this song, I was like, wow, he agreed to wear this suit. Like, what? Kanye?
I know.
What? And then for him to wear this sparkling water costume, I'm like, wow, he's doing what people are telling him to do.
Yeah.
Or maybe this is his vision.
Yeah, who knows?
He's a mess. And I heard he was a fill-in anyways for SNL. Really? Ariana was supposed to do it. Ariana Grande.
Really?
She dropped out for emotional distress. Yeah. That's what they were saying on Instagram, so.
Ariana Grande has gone through so much recently. It's been insane. Mm-hmm. I really feel for her.
Sorry.
But apparently, before we move on, Kanye did legally apparently change his name to Ye instead of Kanye West. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
But let's get into some Gram Glam.
Yay!
Where we will bring you guys the best photos of their Instagram for this week, and we will vote to see who we think slayed it on the charts this week.
Yes.
Let's start with Kim, as always, posing with North after her very first runway show. I love this, and I love that Kim's smiling and using her teeth to smile.
Love,
I think she's got a beautiful
smiling
smile.
Yes, I feel like they do not smile with their teeth as much as they should. They have gorgeous teeth, and this is the most adorable picture showing off her daughter.
I know. Mm-hmm.
This is a proud mom moment.
It is.
So adorable. So cute.
Very cute. And next we have Courtney. This is the only photo she posted of the week, so I don't have a lot of content for you guys on this. I was just like, this is what she posted. We'll throw it up there.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of an odd photo, but her with her friends, and she's like in this like tennis ball basket. But there's Larsa.
Larsa's everywhere.
Go ahead, Larsa.
Larsa's just trying to hang. and let's move on to Chloe. I love this photo of Chloe pulling up her little jean thing.
Corset, is it looking?
I don't know, but it looks cool.
Yeah, she's so pretty.
She is.
And then one of the photos of Kendall, which we're going to show, is almost like she's straight out of a painting. This is absolutely incredible. I love this outfit.
Wow.
I think she looks gorgeous, and it's very different. I haven't really seen her in anything like this before.
She's pretty. So, yeah, it's for those listeners not viewing, she's wearing a white dress that looks like marker on it.
Yeah.
And so that's why it looks like she's right out of a sketch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It looks really, really
cool. And the pantyhose and dang, the whole... I mean, she looks good. She is looking good.
She does. And lastly, we have Kylie, which she posted this photo this week.
The pink,
yeah. This is weird, though, because, like, I'm always about Kylie's photos that she posts. I just wasn't really into this photo.
Yeah, I mean...
Is this just a basic selfie?
I don't know. I wasn't into it. But, I mean, I love her. I think she's gorgeous. But this is, like, I think the only photo that she posted this week, or the most relevant one that she posted this week. So I was like, okay. But, like, I've seen, you know, not every photo is going to be like
a banger.
Like Courtney's this week, but you know. Yeah. I'm shady. Yeah. Oh, I'm over here talking about how everyone else is shady.
Shady boots.
Oh, golly. You are not throwing shade.
Well, I want to know what you guys think. Who do you think is the winner of the week?
I do in drum roll. What up?
Kim.
Chloe.
Chloe, really? Mm-hmm. See, okay. I feel like Chloe's was just a basic picture, just like Kylie's this week.
I don't know. Chloe looks so cute. I mean, it just looks, you know, it's Chloe money in that photo.
That is Chloe money.
Pulling out the little thing, her top. Like, it's cute to me.
Okay, I'm going to be going with Kendall just because I'm so in love with her today. I just love it. I think she's great, and I think she's just is always looking great on the runway. So I'm going to go with Kendall.
I like Kim. She's the proud mom. She is smiling with her teeth.
Yes.
And she's glowing from ear to ear, so
and
I love it.
Really quickly before we do go, I did want to say a few predictions, because I know this seems like it might be a mid-season finale, because they said this is what's still to come, and they showed a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
So we're going to talk about the Tristan Chloe scandal, drama, cheating.
I'm excited about that.
Let's hear it, because this was right before Chloe gave birth to baby True. And so she was quiet at this time because she was dealing with her pregnancy, dealing with about to give birth. My
so
gosh,
unfair.
What horrendous timing. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to see her point of view, what her thoughts were, what was really going on at that time in her head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just ready to see everything that all the other sisters have to say about him, because I'm glad they're not brushing this under the rug. I'm glad we're getting straight down to business, talking about what happened. I want to hear from Tristan. I know he's probably too much of a coward to talk about it on camera, but I'm ready to see what he has to say for himself, and he doesn't have any good excuse at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Kim unfollowed Tristan, too. Oh, yeah. She made that apparent, so I'm like, okay, let's see what Big Sis has to say.
Mm-hmm. I'm just ready to see about this Chloe and Kim thing. I mean, this whole argument is just been stretched out so far. It's like one thing after another.
You mean Courtney and Kim?
Oh, yes, Courtney and Kim, sorry. It's like, I don't know. Courtney is just really like, Kim's just such a fashion monster, or she's like a fashion mogul, or something like that, where she was dissing her. And I was like, what is going on between them two? Like, they used to be low-key close, so... I'm excited to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, but we cannot wait to break it all down with you. We will see you guys next week. In the meantime, where can everyone find you on social media?
Yes, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard the Third, and of course my website, howardthethird.com.
I'm Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me on Twitter at @Rach_Robillard. Thank y'all for tuning in.
Yes, and I'm Dakota T. Jones. You can find me everywhere at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. Also, make sure to tune into my interview tomorrow on the Popcorn Talk at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with Madison De La Garza and James Boyd. It's Demi Lovato's little sister. She's talking about her brand new film, Subject 16, so make sure you tune into that. In the meantime, we will keep up with you later.
Bye.
Bye, dolls.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would love to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.